like to read the words of the prelude that you just heard. It's hymn 444, but the words are really quite spectacular. Be still, my heart. You rest in love divine. God's gracious touch has silenced grief and pain. Love's timeless Christ allows for no decline. In changeless being shall your health remain. Be still, my heart. Your faithful only friend secures your joyful voyage without end. Be still, my heart. Of present glory sing. Instead of mourning for a troubled past, replace in sad tunes with melodies that ring of God's rich mercy and of blessings vast. Be still, my heart. The winds and waves recede when to God's angel voices you give heed. Be still, my heart. Our God casts out all fears, assuring you that God and man are one. And in that oneness here and now appears love's everlasting life, with death outdone. Be still, my heart. No lies, no tears, no curse can mar the rhythm of God's universe. Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is spiritual pre-existence. I'll be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Holy Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. And Mary Baker Eddy was the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Bible, Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Now from Genesis and Ezekiel. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And from the New Testament, the Gospel according to St. John. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation, sent. He went his way therefore, and washed, and came, seeing. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees said unto them, therefore, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father, Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Before Abraham was, I am. And from St. Mark, After 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And suddenly, when they looked around about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what the things they had seen, till the Son of Man be risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising of the dead should mean. And he said unto them, Verily, I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And finally from 1 Peter, For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that in God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Live according to God in the Spirit. Now I'm going to read the correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. A definition of time. Mortal measurements. Limits in which are summed up all human acts, thoughts, beliefs, opinions, knowledge, matter, error. That which begins before and continues after what is termed death, until the mortal disappears and spiritual perfection appears. The advent of Jesus of Nazareth marked the first century of the Christian era, but the Christ is without beginning of years or end of days throughout all generations, both before and after the Christian era. The Christ is the spiritual idea, the reflection of God, has come with some measure of power and grace to all prepared to receive Christ's truth. Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and the prophets caught glorious glimpses of the Messiah, or Christ, which baptized these seers in the divine nature, the essence of love. The divine image, idea, or Christ, was, is, and ever will be inseparable from the divine principle, God. Jesus referred to this unity of his spiritual identity thus, "Before Abraham was, I am." We must have faith in all the sayings of our Master, though they are not included in the teachings of the schools and are not understood generally by our ethical instructors. Jesus said, John 8:51, "If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." That statement is not confined to spiritual life, but includes all the phenomena of existence. Jesus demonstrated this, healing the dying and raising the dead. If man did not exist before the material our organization began, he could not exist after the body is disintegrated. If we live after death and are immortal, we must have lived before birth. For if life ever had any beginning, it must also have an ending, even according to the calculations of natural science. Do you believe this? No. Do you understand it? No. This is why you doubt the statement and do not demonstrate the facts it involves. Again, from the definition of time, mortal measurement. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The infinite has no beginning. This word beginning is employed to signify the only, that is, the eternal verity and unity of God and man, including the universe. The creative principle, life, truth, and love, is God. The continual contemplation of existence as material and corporeal, as beginning and ending, and with birth, decay, and dissolution as its component stages, hides the true and spiritual life and causes our standard to trail in the dust. If life has any starting point whatsoever, then the great I Am is a myth. If life is God, as the scriptures imply, then life is not embryonic. It is infinite. An egg is an impossible enclosure for deity. Naturalists ask, what can there be of a material nature transmitted through these bodies called eggs, themselves composed of the simplest material elements, by which all peculiarities of ancestry belonging to either sex are brought down through from generation to generation? The question of the naturalist amounts to this: how can matter originate or transmit mind? We answer that it cannot. Mind is immortal. But error declares that the material seed must decay in order to propagate its species, and the resulting germ is doomed to the same routine. Did infinite mind create matter and call it light? Spirit is light, and the contradiction of spirit is matter, darkness, and darkness obscures light. No solar rays nor planetary revolutions form the day of spirit. Immortal mind makes its own record, but mortal mind, sleep, dreams, sin, disease, and death, have no record in the first chapter of Genesis. Genesis 1:6. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Spiritual understanding, by which human conception, material sense, is separated from truth, is the firmament. You may say that mortals are formed before they think or know aught of their origin. And you may also ask how belief can affect a result which precedes the development of that belief. It can only be replied that Christian Science reveals what the eye has not seen, even the cause of all that exists. For the universe, inclusive of man, is as eternal as God, who is its divine, immortal principle. Once again, we go back to the definition of time as mortal measurement. Any statement of life following from a misconception of life is erroneous, because it is destitute of any knowledge of the so-called selfhood of life, destitute of any knowledge of its origin or existence. Heredity is not a law. The remote cause or belief of disease is not dangerous because of its priority and the connection of past mortal thoughts with present. The predisposing cause and the exciting cause are mental. Perhaps an adult has a deformity produced prior to his birth by the fright of his mother. When wrested from human belief and based on science or the divine mind to which all things are possible, that chronic case is not difficult to cure. It is latent belief of disease, as well as the fear of disease, which associates sickness with certain circumstances and causes the two to appear conjoined, even as poetry and music are reproduced in union by human memory. It shall no longer be said in Israel that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Heredity is a prolific subject for mortal belief to pin theories upon. But if we learn that nothing is real but the right, we shall have no dangerous inheritances, and fleshly ills will disappear. Mortals will someday assert their freedom in the name of Almighty God. Then they will control their own bodies through the understanding of divine science. Dropping their present beliefs, they will recognize harmony as the spiritual reality and discord as the material unreality. As the crude footprints of the past disappear from the dissolving paths of the present, we shall better understand the science which governs these changes, and shall plant our feet on firmer ground. The true theory of the universe, including man, is not in material history, but in spiritual development. Inspired thought relinquishes a material, sensual and mortal theory of the universe, and adopts the spiritual and immortal. It is this spiritual perception of Scripture which lifts humanity out of disease and death and inspires faith. Popular theology takes up the history of man as if He began materially right, but immediately fell into mental sin. Whereas revealed religion proclaims the science of mind in its formations as being in accordance with the first chapter of the Old Testament, when God, mind, spake. And it was done. Well, this concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer part of the meeting by listening to a solo called In This Very Room. Pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer, and this will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. It may be helpful to remember that Mary Baker Eddy asked that our prayers be for the congregations, exclusively and collectively. And now together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.